Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Clowns. It's no laughing matter.
According to a recent report, clowns are in danger of disappearing. But why?
Clowns International, CI, a professional clown organization, has seen its membership fall from almost 1,000 in the 1980s to little over 100 in recent years. In numbers at the World Clown Association have dropped from 3,500 in 2004 to 2,500 in 2014.
To make matters worse, few new clowns are coming into the profession. Most clowns get into it because their mum or dad is involved. Blue Brattle, the former chairman of CI, explained in an interview with the Daily Telegraph. There are still clowns coming through, but not in the numbers they once were, he added.
So, what's the reason for this decline in popularity? Many blame the media. There's a very negative view from Hollywood, with films like It and characters like Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons. These clowns are so negative, they don't look at the positive, Brattle added.
Others say it's down to an increase in clown phobia, otherwise known as coulrophobia, with clowns having now become an object of fear. This has been fueled by cases of real-life killer clowns, such as the serial murderer John Wayne Gacy, who worked as a clown in his spare time. He once admitted that he liked dressing up as a clown because a clown can get away with murder.
Others are more skeptical. 10 years ago, I'd never heard of clown phobia. It's rubbish, Brattle said. Children might be nervous, but they get scared of Santas and mascots too, he added.
Whatever the reason, it's clear that there's less work for clowns now. It used to be cool to have a clown at a party, but now it's all DJs, paintball and themed parties, another clown explained. A few years ago, I would have provided entertainment at 10, 11 and 12-year-olds' parties. But now, when I do get bookings, it's for 3, 4 or 5-year-olds. It's the way of the world. Children are growing up quicker, he added.
The depressed state of the economy isn't helping things either. These days, fewer shopping malls hire clowns as a form of entertainment. Instead, they use community choirs, which are often cheaper or even free.
It seems that beneath the smiles, there isn't much to laugh about.